Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
Here we coming down the chimney now. Here we coming down the chimney now.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please?
I can still kick his ass.
Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Nope. Back it up. I'm gonna need red first and then blue. Tommy just burst in the door and started whooping her ass worse than before. They first were divorced, sewing her over furniture. It's the return of the...
Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said...
That was beautifully timed, Aaron.
Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka, 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 Slim Shady. I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on.
I finally have an excuse to go back. He needs me.
Hello and welcome to the Brotherhood of Batman. I'm Jake. I'm the middle brother. I'm the one that came up with the crazy list of comics that we read through.
I'm Aaron. I'm the oldest out of us. I produce this mess. Thanks for tuning back in.
And I am Ben, your sunshine into Gotham, the baby brother. And you're listening to the Brotherhood of Batman, a podcast where three brothers who just introduced themselves get together to talk about Batman, Robin, Nightwing, Batgirl, DC, other fun stuff. Today, we are doing a little recap of Young Justice 52 through 55. But first, what's been going on in y'all's geeky little lives?
Stop talking about comic books or
what do you think you're doing,
you.
Nerd?
Stop spending.
Get those
cash.
Words!
Nerd!
Nerd!
Or I swear to God,
geek.
You're gonna spend your 20
geek.
Years alone.
Geek.
I mean, I'm the Batman of geeks, bitch.
Connor has gotten into magic lately. Magic tricks, not Magic the Gathering.
Asses both thought the trading card game. That's cool, though.
Yeah, so, that's better. That's better.
Yeah, we found a magic shop that's down off of Gravois and High Ridge. It's a ye old magic shop.
Nice.
There used to be a shop down on the landing called Gimbel's.
Yeah.
And that closed a long time ago.
Right.
And one of the guys, I think the guy that owns this place, worked down there when it was down on the landing.
Ben, did you ever go there?
Gibbles?
Yeah.
Aaron, you've been?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. I used to go a lot.
Because it was magic and juggling.
It was like clown supplies.
It was like
it
the
was
quintessential
cool.
creepy, like, because it's down on the landing, like
yeah.
the cobblestone streets, and
uh-huh.
like this
yeah.
little door with. Like neon lights and like but weird creepy old shop
that's
inside.
Cool.
It was super cool. Yeah. Yeah, they sold like juggling supplies and magic tricks and like real props and other things. I think when I was a teenager I bought a few things from down there and but he got into it, and so we've been to this magic shop a couple times and he's picked up some tricks and
nice.
He's having
What's
some fun
his,
with it.
Genre.
Yeah, specialty or thing he's into.
Well, he's working on some different card tricks and
cards.
He's got some coin tricks.
Nice.
He's just kind of doing working on basic sleight of hand
cool.
and some of the tricks he's just trying to buy one or two here and just kind of get familiar, and so he's having a great time with that. And
that's awesome.
So yeah, that's fun. And he's he's very excited. Tomorrow he starts fencing lessons. There's a Fence STL that's really close to our house in Shrewsbury area. So he has to do like some private lessons to get the safety and the, you know, that kind of thing. It's like one-on-one lessons, and then he can join the kids group that does weekly.
Your children are so lethal.
I know. I
mean, Connor is literally on his way to being the last Ronin. He's had training in nunchucks. He has a bow staff, and now he's going to be learning the sword.
I'm obsessed.
It's like, dude, if there's a Psy place where I can get you to learn Psys, you literally will become Michelangelo in the last.
Yeah,
Ronin.
When the apocalypse happens, your children need to protect me for sure.
Yep.
They'll both be ready.
Yeah,
bows and arrows and martial
yeah.
arts and wrestling.
So he's
and
super
God.
Excited about that.
Aaron will die quickly, but
that's fine.
Kelly will outrun anything that has to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, Kelly
on.
Will run away.
what's been going on in my geeky little world? I have a work trip coming up. I don't talk about work a lot on the podcast, but I am going to an industry expo called Gamma. And this is interesting. We've been to tons of cons, all of us
mm-hmm.
here, and we go to a lot of local shows and stuff, But this is the first time I'm going to be going and representing the company I work for. We're going to have a booth where we're going to be opening accounts and then reaching out to other... we're a distributor, so we're going to be reaching out to other companies to try to bring their products on board and everything.
Where is this located?
Yeah, it's in Louisville year. Okay. It's usually been on the East Coast previously. This is the first time it's kind of central, which is in our main area of business that we deal with. And so I'm really excited to go, and I get to glad hand at a table for 3 days, and then I'm one of the hosts for our dinner party and everything. So we're going to have like 40 customers show up to this dinner, and we're going to play games and just kind of walk around.
Nice.
Are you going to wear a baseball cap?
My hat?
Are you going to wear a baseball cap?
My
or
hat?
Or you have to do your hair? Are there dress code requirements?
Yeah, that was the thing. My hat?
Yes. So the dinner, I will probably wear a hat because it is supposed to be a casual setting where we're going to do, you know, there's going to be little pods of gaming tables and stuff. And like, I'm just supposed to walk around and then talk and make sure everybody's got drinks and is happy and meeting each other and kind of instigate the networking and stuff like that. I'm looking forward to it. It's a different side of what I have loved and been involved in for most of my life.
Nice.
Ever since we started collecting, Aaron, since you got us into collecting as little kids, I've experienced lots of different sides of it.
Yeah.
So, this is a new one.
How many days is it?
I will be there 3 full days.
Cool.
Nice.
The traveling on either end is still up in the air a little bit, but yeah.
It's been a while since I've been down to Louisville, so... It's a good place.
I will see none of it. I will be at the convention center the entire time. So,
My favorite club in the entire world that I've been to is in Louisville. So you should go say hi.
Yeah.
Dance for me.
Dance monkey.
It's fun when you're like, oh, I got to go to a work dinner. And then you realize you're sitting down with the people who run like Pokemon or Magic the Gathering or something.
Exciting.
Like, oh, okay, well, that's not so bad.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, we can get some more collectible card games going, Jake.
I don't need more. I don't need more. It's bad, guys. It's bad. I should have stayed away.
So we are recording this the same day as the last episode, so I have not played my video game yet, so y'all are spared.
What game?
Yeah, shut up.
I don't know.
My Week in Geek today is actually going to be Batman related. Josh and I have, as you both know, Josh and I have passes to Alamo Drafthouse to see movies, and Jake and I got to go see Batman Returns. Well, Batman 89 is coming.
Oh, nice.
So if either or both of you would like to come with me, that could be fun. I need to find out when we're going there later today, so I'll look at the big board and see when it's coming. It's a few months from now.
Yeah.
But if you guys are available, that would be fun.
I would. I really going to see these movies that we've grown up with and have been in our collections for a long time on the big screen again is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
If
you
get the opportunity, definitely try to grab it.
Yeah, definitely will try this time around based on timing. Yeah.
But that'd be fun. It's like a one day, so who knows if I'm even in town or whatever, but I'll look and see.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Will you go dressed up as Prince from the music videos where he did half Joker face?
Yeah. I'll do that.
Fantastic.
Sure.
You know, that's where our little intro clip comes from. Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
It's a good one. Yeah, I'll be excited. Oh, I have one more thing I need to talk about. So there's this podcast called The Newcomers. It's with Nicole Byer. I absolutely love her. And she does these... So Newcomers, she goes through different franchises that she's never seen before with one of her friends whose name I don't remember right now. But they are doing Batman. And so they're like going through an order of the movies. They started with 66. They did, and you know, 89 Returns, and then Mask of the Phantasm, and whatever. So they're going through it.
Is it one movie per episode?
One movie per episode. Okay. It's funny. Nicole loved Batman and Robin, which does not surprise me at all. It's iconic. She's just like, this is trash, but I love it. I was like, yes, absolutely. And then I stopped listening because they really liked Batman Begins, which is my least favorite Batman movie.
She's the host of Nailed It, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just trying to place. Yes. She loves horrible things.
I didn't get a response out of Jake for saying Batman Begins is my least favorite Batman movie.
You can be wrong.
Can't be wrong with a favorite. I didn't say it's the worst. I said it's my least favorite.
Okay. That's fine.
That's fine.
My favorite is Mask of the Phantasm, followed by Batman and Robin.
I will tell you, Batman Begins is probably the one I watched the least.
Because you don't need to, because it's long, and he's just doing boring shit. But they liked it, so I was like, okay, you guys have trash opinions.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I don't like Katie Holmes. I think she's a horrible love interest. But
yeah, she's not the greatest.
They replaced her. Why did they replace her?
Because
she's a horrible love interest.
Probably didn't go over well at the screeners, or people like feedback on her. And
so. All right, so speaking of replacing things.
I do want to talk, before yes, we have one more thing. Did you finish Jake Traitor's Australia?
Yes.
Okay, I finished it too.
So good.
It was so good. And that the girl, Alex?
Alex.
Was so awesome. If you haven't watched Traitors, you guys talked about it a couple weeks ago. Toby, Kelly, and I binged it. And she was so manipulative. And like the traitors trying to get rid of each other. And she just came in and was like.
It's fantastic.
It was pretty great.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Very well played reality.
Oh yeah,
on her.
Oh, the dude, the Craig at the end. His face was like pure devastation when she revealed
the
that
funny
she
thing
my
is,
wife was gonna cry. She felt so bad for Craig.
Well, the funny thing is, I've watched multiple seasons through the different country versions, and so I won't say which ones. But that's not even the worst. Like, I've seen ones where it ends and people are like way worse than Craig. I thought I watched this and I was like, oh, Craig took that really well. No, 100%. Like, I thought Craig took it the best of any losing faithful I have seen.
Oh man. He went for pure ecstaticness that he and the other faithful person was left. And she's like, mm-mm. He's like, oh, I get nothing.
You
lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir.
The realization that washed over his face, like, why aren't you not happy?
Are you guys gonna watch? Are you guys gonna watch other seasons?
I probably will watch the UK one next.
UK season one is really good.
Okay,
it's different. But
I don't
know
if anybody else will watch it, but I'll pick it up.
Yeah, I don't think I have an interest in watching. Is it the US that uses other reality TV stars? Okay,
yeah,
I don't know that I have a lot of interest in that one.
Yeah, it. Fair. I'm watching it because I like those specific people,
right.
But
there's
the
no
show itself is
that.
Not
yeah.
good.
So I did look up why Paul was not on the show whatsoever.
And what did you find? Because I also Googled the hell out of it.
So he was barely like shown at all.
I
think apparently during a lot of the conversations, he would point out the cameras or we talk about production and other
Sarah
things
found,
going
too.
On. And they just like basically like, we can't use any of this, so they cut this dude pretty much out.
Yeah.
He didn't get any testimonials. He didn't get the car goodbye after he's eliminated,
which
pretty, like
is weird, right? Like they included none of his testimonials.
He had
or anything.
Two testimonials the entire season, and they were both his elimination episode.
Right.
Yeah.
That is insane. I am the kind of person who, like, the night after a reality TV show comes out, I will get on Reddit and I will look for the confessional count. Like, that's my favorite thing to, like, track how players are in confessionals or whatever. Like, how many...
Like, before you watch a show?
No, after. So, like, a Drag Race or Survivor comes out, we watch the episode, and then I go and see how many confessionals each character had that episode.
Oh,
I love that shit.
Okay.
It's fascinating to me. And so... I only do it with shows live while they're coming out. So, like, I didn't look up Paul's until I finished the season because
gotcha.
I didn't want to be spoiled.
If you like reality TV that's tense and very social, if you've played any of the social deduction games like Secret Hitler or Werewolf, like, this is all just in that vein.
Yeah, it's like Among Us and Werewolf. Yeah, it's all these
so
things.
Fun.
It was great.
I love
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, awesome. Sorry.
Let's get into stuff I love. So we read Young Justice 52 through 55. This is the end of the book. The book was decided to end the same time as a Titans series that was happening because they were going to pick characters from those books and put them into new ongoing books. So this wasn't about it selling. It was actually selling pretty well at the time. The company just decided they wanted to do a Titans book, a Teen Titans book, because the Teen Titans cartoon came out at this time, and they wanted an ongoing, the Teen Titans cartoon came out in the early 2000s, and they wanted an ongoing Teen Titans book with the same characters. So we'll get into that in a few episodes, but that is why this was coming to an end. So this wraps up Secret's storyline, Robin, Superboy, Impulse. We got some good Wonder Girl stuff in here. What y'all think of this merry little romp with Darkseid?
Darkseid, I mean, we had a lot of Slobo. We had Darkseid and Secret, and Secret, like, getting chosen by Darkseid, who just, I love his, like, boom tubes. He just shows up, like, random times, like, I'm here to take her, blah, blah, blah.
Which we saw during, what storyline was it?
They ended up, so she's met Darkseid a few times. She met him on, like, the happy planet of New Genesis, like whatever. Is it New Genesis?
New Genesis.
Yeah. And then there's Apocalypse.
Good planet.
Right. So Young Justice ends up on, I don't think we read that one, but Young Justice ended up on New Genesis, which is where she meets Darkseid. And then we read it in Our World's at War.
Yes.
Young Justice kids ended up being taken by Granny Goodness, and Darkseid's like, hey, Secret, you should hang out with me. And so this is the buildup. The whole series, 55 issues, has been leading to, is she evil? Does she have darkness in her? Because she's like a gateway to death, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, we find out near the beginning that she rescues her dad from death row with the help of Slobo, and they're able to bust him out.
Okay, so I have questions.
I have answers. I'm ready.
So the dad storyline, he is the one that shot and killed Harm, apparently.
In issue 5 of this series, yes.
Okay, so he's been...
You never had to read him. He's Secret's brother. So he killed his son.
But is Harm possessing the dad?
Yes.
We get one panel where it shows like Harm's face overlaid on the dad, and that is the only mention of that
as a possibility. So you find out throughout this series that Harm and Secret were related, and that he killed her. So she's the way she is because he electrocuted her in a bathtub.
That's what I thought. Like, he threw like a toaster in her when she was taking a bath.
Yeah, because this book is goofy as hell, but has some dark shit in it.
Kind of shocking.
When at the very... And I only remembered that from the very end, Aaron. Where is it? When they do the montage picture.
I didn't notice that.
Her sitting in a bathtub.
So, yeah. So, it wraps up a lot of loose ends throughout. Okay. And Harm and Secret's mother is in here briefly. Mm-hmm. She's in...
Okay. So, you say it wraps up a lot of loose ends. But the loose end that's created here is she breaks the dad out. That starts her on this path of villainy.
Right.
Darkseid comes and recruits her. She asks, can I bring my daddy with me? Yes, yep. You can bring him with you. Oh, he's actually possessed by Harm. Oh, well, he jumped into a pit sometime while she was off panel.
That?
Darkseid was like, I don't need this baggage. Just...
Right. Like, she says he wandered in and jumped into a pit. I'm like, Darkseid absolutely threw your dad in that fire. You know that, right?
That I feel like they probably had a bigger plan, and then it was like, you have 2 issues left, you need to wrap this up.
Right.
That was how it felt to me, because Harm possessing the dad, I thought, was so much more, I know you love Darkseid, was actually more interesting potential than Secret's evil now, but I don't know. They threw him in a pit.
I feel like nobody would get that connection with, I didn't know anything about Harm, unless you read the whole thing. Or
I only know about
somewhere.
Harm because Ben talked about it all the time when we were younger. So.
Oh. Yeah.
I wonder if they just realized that nobody's going to pay attention to that or not get it or...
No, it was very much for the people who'd been reading the whole time. I took it as they, like, we don't have enough time for this. It seemed random.
So
for sure.
Had the possession been like a thing, like was Harm trying to use the dad's body from jail throughout the series and stuff?
There were minor parts. Like, okay. there was an issue where, like, she links up with the Spectre and he becomes her mentor for a bit. And in that one, she goes and visits her dad and he says some hateful things. And the end of that, you find out that Harm possessed him. So it had been in here a little bit.
Okay.
They just were like,
all right, next question. Do you think $2 million is enough for trans matter teleporters and power rings for the entire team?
So Young Justice wants money, right? So they do a reality TV show because this is 2002.
And then Robin shows up. That's what, hence the theme song from this episode.
Yes.
Mr. Sarcastic.
Well, he had to have had a wig on because his hair is normal later on in the...
Like a bald cap.
He had to have a bald cap. Or
a bald cap with a shaved head, yeah.
Or he shaved his head and then he wore a Robin wig.
It's very confusing.
It was just chaos. Complete chaos. They have a reality TV show. And this team has a history. We read Sins of Youth. This team has a history of like the public like being like, what the hell's up with this? Right. And there's like a live stream got released on the internet. And so people, that's how they find out that like the dad's there and she broke him out of jail. And it's just, it was a mess. It was a hot mess. And as we're reading it, I was like, damn it, Jake. Like, right before this story, there's a really strong, like, good story that concludes with issue 51. It's like 48 through 51. It's this great Empress storyline that comes with the whole team coming together and breaking into a country. And it's like this great thing. And then we read this and it's like, okay, tying up the loose ends.
So Empress, though, you bring you mention her. She's
great
still...
Great story here.
Oh, yeah. Single
She's
black mother.
Babysitting her parents? That's still left over from the World Without Grown-Ups? Or
yes.
Was that what that was?
So the one black character...
Oh, is
and
that where that came from?
What?
Aren't they're like...
Are they still babyfied from World
I feel
Without
like that's,
Grown-Ups?
That
no, they're babyfied in the storyline I just referenced. So in...
The real good storyline.
The good storyline.
I thought it was left over from like World Without Grown-Ups. I was like, wow, they didn't turn back. That sucks for you.
Yeah.
So she's
luck changing mom's pants.
Single teen mom.
She's a single black teen mom raising her parents. Dear yeah. God. The early 2000s in comic books, I swear to God. Which is why I'm also like, we have not read a single thing where she is not Jamaican me crazy with her accent. She's not naked with snakes wrapped around her. And now she's a teen mom of her dead parents reincarnated into babies.
I feel
babies.
Like we've covered the character.
We did not read any good Empress, which is fine. But I knew y'all were going to spot that. And I was like, yep, it needs to be said. It needs to be said.
I did like that she has a part of the anti-life equation in her. That's how she gets her powers. I thought that was good.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Jesus. So this is the end of Slowbo. He does not make it through. When we read Azrael, we were talking about, you know, these books are ending and often they'll just kill characters off. So Slowbo is the fatality.
Oh, this is the end of him?
Yes.
Oh, bummer.
Well, he gets turned into a statue.
At least he never saw it coming.
Aaron's referring to him being blind, but not because someone fed his eyeballs to his wife.
Jesus. So, more questions. So... So, okay, so the way that Slowbo meets
If I knew we were going to be reading 12-issue things for everything, I would have been like, let's read 48 through 55, but I was trying to be nice.
This was enough. The way Slowbo meets his end is via Darkseid's Omega Beams.
Laser eyes.
Which is great, because they are not just lasers, right? They actually have other effects. They end up reincarnating Secret into a human. That's the finale of the story. But he also toasts Slowbo. Slowbo
to Slowbo
turns into a statue of himself in the future Young Justice Hall of Young Justice or whatever. Okay. Is that...
Please go join me on my new podcast where I do all the issues so it all makes sense.
Is that ever reflected on again?
So... What Jake is referring to is DC.
Please try to follow.
DC at like early or like 1998 or whatever, around 98, 97, DC did a DC 1 million where okay. every book at the time made a 1 millionth issue that was like a future thing. Hmm. And so Young Justice had just started there. So it came out with their 1 millionth issue when they were really only on issue like two or three. And... that is what this is referring to. So the boys are all some version of the boys, and then there's statues of all the different people who join their team at some point. So Slowbo shows up at that. So it's just okay. it's a little nod to the beginning of the series.
It is, however, interesting to note and just store it in the back of your guys' little minds that Darkseid's beams don't just disintegrate, they can do other things. Possibly time travel, people.
Jesus. Yeah, and making Secret a human so she can suffer. He's like, that's the worst punishment I can think. You're a teenage girl. And she's so happy.
Punishment in quotes.
Right. Right. So that's the end of her being Secret. We don't get any more of her with powers until this like past year. So what, like 20 years after this? They kind of retcon that, and she shows up in a Stargirl book by the same artist, Todd Knock, and she has her powers mysteriously back. So,
Interesting.
Yeah, but you don't. So there's no more secret after this. You see her hanging out with Wonder Girl and a couple random issues of different things that Wonder Girl's in as a human. And that's it.
So she's kind of a casualty too, that as far as that hero goes.
And then we'll find out what happens with Empress in a couple issue episodes.
We do have a spoiler. Does she have a new mask hood thing in this book? Her costume's a little odd, different.
I don't think so.
It seemed like a her purple outfit and then like a black like full hood.
So she
not
has,
her hood. It,
she
her
has
hood
a
wasn't
full
odd.
Hood. Yeah, she does. She didn't have the hoodie hood.
The hood was
up.
Back.
Oh, okay.
So that's
it.
Her,
just
like,
looked. It looked very different.
She has like a blackout face mask on.
Oh, okay, is that what she does?
Yeah, you should see that in a couple other things.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then.
But yeah, that you're right. This one sometimes that part has the blonde hair coming out the back, and this it does not.
Yeah, it did look a little different. But she is a target of Secret when Secret rages because there was some jealousy with spoiler Secret and Robin, that little triangle
everyone
we talked
loves
about.
Tim.
Mm-hmm. It does take. Tim, not Robin, not Mr. Sarcastic. It takes Tim to talk Secret down from the cataclysmic end that she has planned for everybody.
Yes. In his little civilian clothes. Which, I will say, this is pretty much, I love this book, blah, blah, blah. This is a ripoff of the end of Buffy season 6, which was happening right around the same time.
Really?
Where, spoiler, if you haven't watched Buffy, go do that. Great show.
Oh, is this Willow, like her
yeah,
powers?
Yeah, so Willow turns evil. Like Secret turned evil. And then the only thing that can talk her down from destroying the universe is the power of a friend being like, I love you. And it's basically what Tim is doing here.
Okay.
And so it literally is stealing that. And I also know for a fact that that's what's happening.
Do you like that they stole that?
I'm fine with it. I mean, I like both books, both stories. Both at that like age for me where it's ingrained in my brain. But the reason I'm like, I know they did this is because Peter David was a big Buffy fan and there's Buffy references throughout this entire thing.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of Buffy references.
Wendy the werewolf stalker is Buffy in this universe.
Yeah.
And there's a story, another good one we didn't read about this, where Arrowette, Sissy, goes and actually gets cast on Buffy or on Wendy the werewolf stalker. And so the girls all go like watch her film an episode of Wendy the werewolf stalker. And there's real werewolves and it's a whole thing. So there's no way.
That's a real good serious story in Young Justice too.
That is one of my favorites. It's actually legit. But that I'm like, there's no way he wrote that. And then is not also just be like, I like the way they did this. We're going to take that.
Huh. So, were you reading this when it ended? Were you
month to month?
Mm-hmm. How did you feel as a avid Young Justice fan about the series ending and then the series ending that they gave it?
I liked the main storyline that happened right before this more. I think it could have ended there if they really wanted it to. This is not my favorite stuff of this. Secret was never my favorite character, but I think. So the team, the boys came together for like their second mission together, they're ever rescuing her from this organization. So it made sense to end it with her because she's kind of started the series. But yeah, I mean, the Slobo stuff was cute. We get a little wrap up with Arrowette and her mom, and that was cute. Like, it's all there, but I was very bitter. I was a very bitter teen reading this, being like, they canceled it! And so I went into the next series that takes a lot of these characters being very apprehensive, being like, this art is not my art. But yeah, we'll get to
but
that.
It's Michael Turner.
No, it's not. He did the cover.
The cover, okay.
Oh. It's not Michael Turner. He would never.
The cover is Michael Turner.
The cover is beautiful, yes.
Did Humberto Ramos, did he do any of the series art? Or because he does, I know in this collection, he has the back cover and his art is fantastic.
No, he did the Worlds Without Grownups that we read.
Oh, okay.
He did the kid world. Of that, so he's
he was
done
on
these
Impulse
characters,
for a bit, right?
And he was on Impulse for He started Impulse.
Speaking of Impulse, he was not in this very much.
No,
correct.
He wasn't. He was not very.
Did we left him when he got like purple and all the superpowers?
Right. So he came back. I think I've told you both off air the purple powers.
The purple genie.
So Impulse comes back to the group with a really great page about the his comic book ending.
So his comic ended before this, right?
His comic ended and so Superboys. Yep. Yeah, so Tim's the only one that's still chugging along.
That probably explains why they both weren't in it as much then.
Yeah. We get a Superboy Wonder Girl kiss, which has been building since issue 4.
Yeah, that was the only full page splash page in the whole thing that we read.
They had to get that in there. But yeah, so it's fine. What else happened?
I forgot that Secret likes to call Darkseid Dougside, which is hilarious because it wasn't even like she just randomly calls him Doug. I'm like, oh yeah.
Doug.
Yeah, it's there's like, you know, Death Row in this, but then there's also just like, it's just campy. Like there's no actual seriousness going on.
No, not really.
With any of it. They kill a little Slowbo, but he was in never like real to, I mean he was real, but he like was born in this and died in this basically.
Right, yeah. He didn't hang around very long. It was a chance to get Lobo into the universe, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, no, I need to find out, like, how long after, because this is the version of Lobo that exists in DC right now, like, when do we get Big Bo back?
Well, when Slowbo shows up, there's all the little Lobos that came from the blood or whatever, and they say in, like, a cute little caption, they're like, they're gonna age really quickly and just kill each other until there's only one left. So that was them being like, Lobo's back in the universe. Hmm. But I don't know, Jake. I don't know when there's another book of him.
Yeah,
or
I don't either.
Because his own individual book had been done before they brought him in as a little.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. When was this?
When he was brought in, little was like issue 21. So that would have been like 2.5 years. So like 2000.
I'm pretty sure Lobo was done before that. Let me see.
I think so, because I'm pretty sure when he was little,
we might need to read the
only
end of that
version.
Series and find out if they kill him off in that series.
Hmm. Yeah, Lobo was done in 99.
Yep, and so in 2000, Young Justice
and they made him little.
Got him, which is very strange how they get to...
Yeah. Final thoughts?
But let me ask you something. What do you think of this? Say it's
all right. That was terrible! Horrendous! I'm offended! I'm appalled! Right.
That was
awesome! Right.
Whoa, yes.
Yes.
Right. No! I'm glad we read it for this, just because we have been doing random things. Yeah, it's not my favorite. There's some cute little moments, but I love and cherish this series, but this ending, I was a bitter teenager once again reading it.
Bitter teenager. It wasn't bad. I mean, parts of it were good. I like the Slowbo was a fun character. I mean, he kind of had important roles in here. I like Darkseid, so him showing up is always fun to have him just toy with the kids, basically.
And them all know, like, we are way outclassed here. We have no chance.
Right.
Except Slowbo.
Right, yeah. That's all we got.
I am glad that we have read so much Young Justice. It was what Ben was collecting when he and I were collecting together the most extreme. And
this is probably the most you've read of it.
This is the most consecutive that I've read of it.
Skimmed it.
Looking at the series as a whole, like, these issues tie up what we've touched upon, I think. And actually, I'll pat myself on the back. I think we did enough of the series to get an idea of the whole thing.
Mm-mm.
With this.
We need more Wendy the Werewolf Stalker.
Okay.
Next week.
So this ties that up. It's interesting that the Young Justice does not seem to affect the DC universe the way that Titans does. And I think they are aware of that, and that's going to change soon, and try to bring some of the stories that they're doing into the broader universe with a little bit more impact. So I'm looking forward to that. I didn't think it was bad. It definitely has its place, and when you put it next to something like feeding eyeballs to somebody, it is really wild that DC is putting out such different content for different viewers at the same time in, you know, neighboring cities in their world. So
no, that's a good point.
True.
What these kids would do if they had walked in on Black Mask when that was happening. And will that violence bleed over into their world?
I don't know. We'll find out next time.
Or will their happiness bleed over into Batman's world?
And we'll see how Ben felt about it all as a teen and how he feels about it as a 37-year-old.
What's next, Jake?
Well, if you're reading along with us, we are going to tackle a new series. We've been talking about all of these other ones ending. We're going to talk about a new one starting.
Oh.
Gotham Central Volume 1 is what we're going to be tackling first.
Nice.
We are going to look at the ground level GCPD and Detective Force protecting Gotham in their way. A lot of characters that we have.
I'm sure they will do a great job.
A lot of characters we've been talking about. Some writing teams and artist teams that we've, I'm very excited. I have not read this series.
Okay.
And it has always been one on my to-do list. It was early in the shelves when we started the show.
Did you already own it?
I did. Okay. I didn't have it quite as complete as I do now, but, it is something I'm very much looking forward to. I like that side. Just like we were talking about this, there's lots of different sides all happening together in the DC universe, and this is a different pocket to explore.
Great.
Cool.
Awesome.
Aaron, did we learn anything today?
It's that time again.
To do another one of our cute little skits?
No, it's time to learn the day's lesson. And to find out what it is, we turn to the Wheel of
Batman.
Wheel of
Batman.
Turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn.
We learned many things, Ben. Dougside absolutely threw him into fire. What a hot mess.
Hot Mess Express.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah. So, forget everything Jake just said. Next week, we'll be reading Young Justice 33 and 34, Wendy the Werewolf Stalker, The Girls Go to Hollywood. It's a good time.
Very nice. Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that as a spinoff to I Blew Superman, my other podcast.
Great. Haven't had that one for a while.
For the Brotherhood of Batman. The number of fake podcasts I have floating around now, it's more than one.
I love if people were just tuning in and be like, this blue, blue Superman.
But you spell it like the color, because otherwise it'd be inappropriate.
True, yeah.
I had so many things I was going to say, but I won't. I'm Ben, your sunshine, and to Gotham, the baby brother, and I'm still here.
I'm Aaron. I'm the oldest out of us. I'll clean it up. Thanks for listening.
And I'm Jake. We appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Toodles.
Old self, it is cleansed. This city's way.